we didn't rebound well. We didn't play well. And we came out with a little bit of the deer in the headlights look at the beginning of the game, I thought, and really disappointing. It's just really disappointing. It's disappointing. And I don't know why we talked about rebounding and physicality for 2 days. We certainly tried to get after it yesterday in practice, and we just didn't play the game that we have to play in order to win. And it was really a pretty dismal performance, both on the offensive end, on the defensive end, and certainly on the backboards.
You went zone in the first half to try to kind of slow some things down a little bit. It helped for a while there, but that puts you at another problem with the rebounding, doesn't it?
We didn't rebound any worse out of it than we did demand. Yeah. I think the biggest issue was that we couldn't just stay back there in zone the whole time, we didn't feel like, because we weren't getting stops consistently enough. And, you know, for the first time, our press didn't give us anything. It hurt us a lot more than it helped us. But, you know, when you look down and you hold somebody to below 40% from the field.
And shoot way more free throws than they do.
Yeah, you know, we should have been better, but we just gave them too many opportunities.
We'll take a break, come back a couple more minutes with the coach right after this. Vanderbilt falls to Cincinnati in the opener of this EA Sports Maui Invitational. And as we continue with Coach Kevin Stallings, as bad as some things were, though, there were numerous times in the game where you kind of chipped away and got it down to 7 and got the ball back, but just could never get that next one.
We were down 31-24 in the first half,
yeah,
and had a wide-open three. I think we got an offensive rebound, penetrated, and kicked it out. We had a wide-open corner three. And I don't remember exactly how much time was left in the half. And it went from 7 to 12. They closed the half on a 5-0 run from that point when we've got a wide-open shot to cut it to 4.
Yeah.
And then in the second half, we had a little bit of the same. But, you know, Joe, you hate to say things like this, but the right team won today. I mean, they played way more aggressively, way more physically than we did. And that's the team that usually wins, and that's been us for the games that we've played so far this year, and it wasn't today. So that's what happens when you don't play more aggressively and harder than the other team.
So finally, you don't know who you play yet. You won't know for another 4 hours. Maryland and Chaminade will play. You get the loser of that game. Then you have to get up at 8, or you play at 8:30 in the morning local time. How do you approach game day with that early a tip-off?
I don't know. We've never done it. Never had a game at 8 o'clock in the morning before. I think the earliest we've ever played is 11.
Yeah.
So, obviously, it'll rearrange our schedule, if you will, and because we won't be getting up at 4:30 to eat pregame meal. I can assure you that.
No, I wouldn't think so, yeah.
But anyway, we've got to be ready. If they say play at 8:30, we got to play at 8:30, and hopefully we'll play better than we did today.
All right, Coach. Thanks.
All right, Joe.
Appreciate it. We'll have more in a moment.